This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah.
Has a history on this show.
Yeah, he did this
once. Spent a couple years. He was going to be in Kansas City, or he was in Kansas City for, a Salvation Army charity event, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what it was. And so they're, hey, he wants to come on and talk football, talk about this great event he's doing. We're like, oh, awesome. Heck yeah. We're talking about Terry freaking Bradshaw, for crying out loud. So we're like, sure. So he calls in, and he was on hold for a little bit. And he clearly had heard you talk already, had heard me talk already. And before we could even get into a real conversation,
he was roasting me.
And I think I'm still talking to Alex because the sissy guy hadn't said a word yet.
What? That was me!
Oh, there he is! There he is!
And it was from Jump.
Oh, man.
He called you that sissy
little
guy.
Little sissy man.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't heard him from a while. But it turns out that maybe Terry Bradshaw is just anti some people. So obviously this Aaron Rodgers saga has been going on with the Steelers. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Terry Bradshaw is one of the all-time Steeler greats, right?
Sure.
He's on their Mount Rushmore of all-time players. Hell, he's still only one of three players ever to win four or more Super Bowl titles. And so he is, or three? Yeah, just him, Montana, and Brady? I think it's only three. And so,
I think that's correct.
And so, like, you know, he's in a special category. It does not sound like old. He is a fan of the idea of Aaron Rodgers coming to Pittsburgh.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. He shouldn't. That is just, to me, is a joke. But what are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man. That guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark and. And whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
He does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing. So.
Yo. Man.
What radio station was it? Was this on, by the way?
I don't think it was a radio station. It sounded like an event, wasn't it?
I think it was like an event.
It sounded like he was at some event. Somebody had a southern accent.
Yes,
you know?
They did.
I mean, they were
really drawing
it out.
Uh-huh. Normally, you would like your legends of your franchise to endorse the potential moves that you're going to make, and instead, they buried him.
I agree with most of what he said. My only thing would be the whole, like, hey, that's not the Steeler way. You guys have been trotting out Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, Mason Rudolph, Dev Hodges, Kenny Pickett. So acting like it's not the Steelers way. We have, you know, some high quality quarterback play in the last 15 years. No, Big Ben is it. You haven't had anybody other than Big Ben in the last 15 years. That's it. Everybody else has stunk. And you've been mediocre. So I feel like the Steeler
Bradshaw
way
wants to hold on to his legacy, you know?
Well, for him, sure. Back in the day, I would argue for sure. Terry Bradshaw does have 4 rings, I think, right? Yeah. But, yeah, chewing on bark.
And he said if you're around him too much, you think it's going to snow?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it, honestly. Chewing on bark is a great line, I got to be honest. But, like, also, so if Aaron Rodgers goes there was a high likelihood that he was going to, every Steelers fan was going to hate him anyway because he was going to do, like, Aaron Rodgers stuff.
And they'll embrace him if they sign him. They'll embrace him immediately. They'll embrace him immediately.
You think they're immediately on board? They're hero. They're legend.
Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw said, loser, get this guy out of here. We want nothing to do with him.
I think they'll embrace him in regards to, like, obvious, if he's having success and all that. I think, in general, the concept of bringing Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot of Steeler fans that don't want it because they understand that deep down they need a reset. They need to be able to draft a quarterback next year. With Rodgers, they probably will win 9 to 11 games, probably, that range. And that's not going to get you a top pick, and Rodgers is only there for a year. I think that's what fans are not on board with more than it is even the actual quarterback. Although, I'll remind you, Aaron Rodgers was average last year.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably the best way to put it. His stats probably were pretty close to mirroring Mahomes. Nobody was like,
right,
super excited about that, but he was also doing it. Like, you got to remember, his situation was all garbage time. Like, that team stunk. Every yard he put up was with his team already down 14 to 17 points by the time he was stepping foot on the field and actually putting up numbers. So, like, it mattered even less to go with it. In all the history of, like, players recruiting, I've never heard a former just bury a dude. Bury him in an open public mic setting with no hope.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. That is just, to me, is a joke.
That, to me, is just a joke. I don't even know what I did to Bradshaw, man. Why did he come at me so hard at the beginning of that interview?
He was trying to have fun, and he heard your voice. I guess he didn't like your voice. He was basing it off of how you sounded. He was on hold for, I don't know, a minute, maybe, if that.
Yeah, it was tough.
This was before Drew was with us, correct, obviously, so I don't remember. I think so Nick would have been putting him on hold, and yeah. It was an incredible moment because we were just totally caught off guard, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting. I mean, again, you just don't expect this to, like, essentially in the middle of an interview.
And I think I'm still talking to Alex because the sissy guy hadn't said a word yet.
What? That was me!
Oh, there he is!
Wasn't it in the same interview
vibe did you give Terry, off?
It the same interview where we were asking about, obviously, Kansas, somehow barbecue came up because we were talking about him.
And yelling his wife in the background?
Like, he's like, yeah. Wait, what's that restaurant? He's yelling to his, I don't remember his wife's name, but he's yelling to the back. He's like, whatever her name was, what was that barbecue place? He's like, that Joe's KC place, I think was what he ultimately said. But the whole interview was great.
Yelling his wife in the back of the interview. It was a great interview. Love to have Terry back on the show. Very entertaining guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least it's not just me, you know? He's taking down Aaron Rodgers, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.